Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. State transportation officials are advising you to minimize travel, if at all possible, today as the first snowfall of the season arrives. A winter storm warning is up for the greater Boston area. To get the details, we are checking in with WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. And right on cue, snow is falling here on Commonwealth Avenue in Boston. So what is the timeline looking like for this storm?
Right. So we talked a little bit about some snow showers or flurries or whatever you want to call it, light stuff here in the morning. And then this afternoon, it'll become heavier and steadier, most of the accumulation occurring between about noontime, 1 o'clock, and about 7, 8 o'clock this evening. That's when the bulk of that 3 to 6 inches will fall. It doesn't mean that there won't be a little bit on the ground before that. Doesn't mean there won't be a little bit more on the ground after that as well. There's going to be much less Cape Cod in the islands where there may be actually nothing. And then as you move up to the Plymouth area, they'll start to get into that 1 to 3 inch zone that'll traverse all the way up along the coastline. And even the North Shore of Boston, eastern Essex County, may be in that 1 to 3 inch zone as you get into the western sections of Essex County and northern Middlesex and then on into southern New Hampshire, still generally 3 to 6.
So who gets bragging rights in this storm for the most snow, do you think?
Well, it may be the southwest suburbs of Boston. That tends to be a favorite area, but I think it's going to be fairly uniform once you get east of the sort of a Worcester to Lawrence, Concord, New Hampshire, up towards Portland. All of that east down towards where that rain snow line is, pretty much 3 to 6. Some places will get 6, 7. There may be an 8 that pops up here or there.
Seeing that this is our first storm of the season and some of us might be a little rusty about dealing with winter weather, any reminders?
It's winter. We live in New England. Don't stress out about it. That would be one thing I would say. You know, there's always the debate. Do you shovel at the end of the storm or throughout the storm? I think with this one, you could wait until it's all done. Maybe the exception would be right along the coastline where it's a little bit heavier and wetter. You might want to get rid of some of that sloppy stuff. You know, slow down driving. Obviously, leave lots of distance between you and the car in front of you. It always, I think, shocks some people when you put the brakes on and you kind of go a little further than you would on dry pavement.
Right. Common sense. Dave, beyond this immediate storm, do you see any storms ahead?
Well, Tuesday, there's going to be a storm system moving up through northern New England. I think that if there's going to be a significant snowfall, that will probably be in the mountains. It's a little bit early. You know, we're only at Saturday, so we got Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday for the storm. And one of the things that we know in the winter is that these things change quite a bit, so you don't want to get too far ahead of your skis, no pun intended here, with forecasting. And then there may be another one on Friday. We'll have to keep an eye on that. So it's a relatively active pattern. I don't know that we're going to have any big blockbuster, you know, foot snowstorms. The one thing that's definite is that it is going to get very cold here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Temperatures, I looked Friday, may not break 26, 27 degrees even in Boston.
Okay, then. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein.